This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army three-star General Jerry Boykin. He is a founding member of Delta Force, the former commander of U.S. Army Special Forces, and the author recently of the novel Danger Close. He served in the Pentagon during the Iraq War, and he joins us now to explain his thoughts as we get set for a major transition in our policy in Iraq officially at the end of August here. And General, it's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks.
Well, of course, you were on active duty, very much so, at the highest echelons of the Army at the time when this war started. It went through some rather dark days. The last couple of years have shown tremendous progress. What goes through your mind as we reach this end of combat operations?
Well, I like to remind people that we're still going to have 50,000 troops there, and it's still a volatile environment. I think the surge was very successful. I think we've made great progress, but it's still very volatile, and those 50,000 troops are there for more than just, you know, looks. They're prepared to fight if they have to, and I think you're going to see more conflict there, but I'm hopeful.
What's your sense of how well the Iraqis are equipped to basically take over at least the leading role on security operations, and how much conflict do you expect our remaining troops to encounter?
Well, I think the military and the police are well-trained, well-equipped, and frankly, I think they're motivated. The larger issue is the political system there, which is yet to sort itself out and you know, really choose a winner from the last election, and I think that's a much larger issue in Iraq today than the preparedness of the military and police forces there.
What do you see as the most important lessons out of the past 7-plus years?
I think that the fact that we transitioned from being a heavy force-on-force military to being able to adapt to an insurgency and run counterinsurgency as well as counterterrorist operations is probably the greatest lesson learned, is agility, flexibility, and being able to read your environment and make that transition very rapidly.
In terms of anything that, in hindsight, I'm sure there are many things that would have been done differently, anything for the war in Afghanistan or future conflict, in addition to the adaptability of U.S. forces to the threat on the ground that you think the military will take going forward?
Well, I think we made a terrible mistake in Iraq by not recognizing, in fact, Rick Shinseki said it, you know, once we've defeated Saddam's forces, we own that country, and we are the constabulary force there. So I think that not having enough troops there to control the environment was a mistake. I also believe that when we deactivated the military there, the Iraqi military, it was a second mistake, because they were also one of the few institutions left in Iraq that could have helped provide the stability and the security that was required. You know, we could have fired everybody above the grade of major and still had troops that were trained and equipped to do what had to be done. And if they did it under our supervision, I think that we could have turned the tide much quicker than we did.
The August 31st date for this transition has been met, and of course the next major one is at the end of 2011 with the scheduled withdrawal of the remaining U.S. forces. You mentioned earlier, General, that obviously it's still a violent atmosphere. U.S. forces may be very much in a combat role still, the remaining 50,000. How optimistic are you that the next deadline for the end of next year can be met on time?
We're going to be in Iraq a long time. And I will just tell you that in talking to my special operations brothers, they've been told to be prepared for the long haul. Now, we're going to be there in some capacity or the other. We're going to continue advising and assisting and supporting with logistics and intelligence and that type of thing. So we're not going to be out of Iraq in another year. We will be there, I think, for a long time. We may draw down more troops, but we're going to be there. You know, we've been in Korea since 1950.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army three-star General Jerry Boykin. He's a founding member of the Delta Force, as well as a former commander of U.S. Army Special Forces. And General, we've talked already about the progress made security-wise in Iraq, but we also talked about how the danger still exists. For the most part, do you believe that we and our coalition partners have dismantled the enemy, or do you believe there's still a significant threat of them lying low until our forces are diminished to this point or even further?
I think there are two big threats in Iraq now. One is the Iranians and their continued efforts to try and exert their influence over the Shia majority there. And we have to watch the Iranians very closely and do all we can to prevent them from getting that influence. The second threat is sectarian violence, Sunnis and Shias, and then you throw the Kurds in on top of that. And that sectarian violence, I think, is it has the potential for being an even greater threat. That's why the security forces have to be vigilant. They have to be ubiquitous, and there just has to be a constant vigil to watch for indications of growing sectarian violence there.
How much greater is that threat of sectarian violence so long as the impasse remains in forming a new government?
Well, I think it increases. You know, every day that we don't have a government and the frustration in the streets builds over not knowing what their future is going to be and who is going to lead that country, the sooner they resolve this and come to some kind of coalition, which may satisfy neither side, but at least it gives them some aspirations and some expectation for the future. I think they've got to solve this quickly.
Just a couple minutes left here with General Boykin. And General, you've obviously, over your distinguished career, been fortunate and privileged to be given the responsibility to command many different men and women in uniform. As you think about all the work that's been done and the sacrifices made over the past 7.5 years, what comes to mind first and foremost about the work our troops have done?
It's just magnificent. They've just done magnificent work over there. And I must tell you, it gives you, when you see all the things that are happening in our country and the frustrations here, the great hope is the fact that these young men and women will be leading this country in the future. And it also is encouraging to see that there are real patriots over there on that battlefield that that are products of this society. And it gives me a great hope and great encouragement.
General, very well stated. Thank you, sir, so much for your service during this conflict and throughout your distinguished career. Thank you for your time today as well.
Thank you, and thanks for what you're doing with your program.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Retired U.S. Army 3-star General Jerry Boykin. He is a founding member of Delta Force, former commander of U.S. Army Special Forces, and also the author of a brand new book entitled Danger Close. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.